We greet our friends everywhere with Chapter 21 of Reefbound, Story of John Williams, Apostle to Polynesia. This is another in the series Stories of Great Christians, and is brought to you transcribed by the Moody Bible Institute of Chicago. John Williams works 18 years on desolate little islands below the equator. And then in 1835, he comes home to London on his first furlough. But this furlough is no vacation. John is determined to use his 3 years in England to push the cause of Christ in the South Seas. And he works at it. He raises money for a theological college at Rarotonga. He gets support for a grammar school for chief sons in Tahiti. But most important, he wins over the London Missionary Board, his own society, convinces them that they should buy him a 50-ton schooner all his own, a ship he can use to turn the Polynesian islands into one vast preaching circuit. It's a dream of 18 years come true. John sails out of Southampton, across the Atlantic, around Cape Horn, thanking God that he's given him at last exactly what he needs for the biggest job of his life. And that job lies just ahead. In November 1835, John and Mary sail into the reef-dotted waters of the South Seas. They're headed for the island of Rarotonga to settle down in the station there, but they skirt the Samoan Islands and stop at Apollo just briefly. John is curious about the results of his two evangelistic voyages to the Samoans 10 years ago. They go ashore, and the chief, Towina, meets them on the beach.
Oh, Towina, God's been good to Apollo.
Jesus Christ really lives with you people, doesn't he, Towina?
Apollo is Christian now. Praise be to Willamu, who first brought good news.
Not me, Towina. Praise God.
God good to Apollo beyond any dream. Look, we plant food without fear of neighbor across path.
Christ makes a difference, eh?
Much difference. Lie down, sleep at night. No fear of murderous club of warrior.
And you built a chapel?
We built chapel. We hold class.
It does my heart good. Wish they could see this in England. You've a Christian community here, Towina.
Only need one thing more.
What is that?
Missionary. Come live with us.
Someday, maybe. Right now, other people, other islands need a missionary more.
Not a missionary. The missionary.
Who, Towina?
Willamu.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
You come. We never stop rejoicing.
Oh, it's out of the question.
Why, John?
We need you.
Mary, you know. Look, Towina, we're just stopping over here, you know. We don't think Samoa isn't in our hearts, but...
Then live where heart is.
Well, we're headed for Rarotonga, you see. We've got a house there and...
We built house, quick, big, beautiful.
Well, thanks, but... Well, I'll be gone so much now, you know, off on evangelistic trips in the ship. And Mrs. Williams, well, she wants to know people, to live with her friends.
We not friends.
Oh, I didn't mean that.
We not friends, we brothers. Brothers in Christ.
John, why don't...
Well, it's impossible. Out of the question, Rarotonga is counting on... Well, what, Mary?
Towina's right. I'd be here with brothers and sisters.
Mary, you mean... But the Pitmans...
John, I don't say much, but I do know my own mind. You're gone so much. Well, I'd feel I belonged here at Apollo.
You would?
Don't you see why? Sir Christian...
Better for Willamoo's trips, near to heart of all Polynesia. Rarotonga, way out on rim.
Please, John.
Well, it wasn't what I planned on.
It's handier, like Towina says.
You sure you won't be lonesome?
Yes.
You'll be happy?
Yes, dear.
Well, I never thought I'd make the Samoans my headquarters. Always thought of them as being, well, a place I'd go to every couple of years or so.
You will?
Will Amu come?
Yes, Mary. Yes, Towina. We'll settle here in Samoa.
Will Amu live Apollo?
That's right. My wife and I decided.
Good, good. We help move. Hi, here, come to Willamoo.
Oh, no, 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 not move. We stay here, you see, right here in this village.
Here, Apaia?
That's right, village of Apaia. We like it here, you see. It's convenient.
No, no. You live other end. Apollo, at Fasitutai.
No. Apai.
Fasitutai.
Apai is where we're staying.
Better harbor, Fasitutai.
No, Apai's harbor's good enough.
Best harbor on all Apollo. Deeper channel, higher reef.
Is that right?
The more sun, Fasitutai. Much more. Better for little child.
Well, I know you love your village, and I'm
bananas
sure...
Bananas grow taller. Breadfruit juicier.
Well, I'll tell you what. Someday I'll come over and have a look
around. Hey, come here. Bring Grillamo.
Hey, what's going on? Those boxes, they're mine. The ones marked W. Hey,
boxes with up and down letters. That's it.
But I said...
Grillamo say someday. Someday he look at Fasitutai. Someday, today, we move, Grillamo.
But I... Oh, what's the use?
God bless you. God bless Fasitutai. Hey, here, carry boxes, now.
See, Willamoo house go up fast.
I'll say it is. How'd you get those trees?
On mountaintop, they grow tall.
Tall? I should say. Who carried them?
Big, strong men.
You'd have to be strong.
200 each tree.
200? 200 doing this for me?
They love Willamoo. Should say 201.
One? Who?
Oh, no, I not sing. Not me. The one, he sing.
Sing?
He run ahead. Jump over brooks, little bushes. Keep men sing while they carry tree. Sometimes he jump on log and ride too.
But what does he sing?
Listen, they come now, another log. This log for house of our teacher Willamoo. He the good word has brought to our land. He coming. Willamoo coming to Fasitutai.
John spends 6 months at Fasitutai. Then he leaves Mary there and heads his ship toward Rarotonga.
All right, men. Take those boxes over the side carefully now. Watch out there. Don't want any in the water, you know.
Willamoo, you come back to Rarotonga.
Good old Makia. Of course I come back. Promised I would.
Sea so big, so wide. We think Willamoo forget.
Forget Rarotonga? Never. You see those boxes? They reminded me all the way from London. They're for you.
Boxes? Rarotonga need boxes?
Open them. Go ahead.
Paper that talks.
So right. Talks. Says the word of the Lord.
God's word.
You can use some New Testaments, eh?
Can use. All these? Every box?
5,000 Testaments. Had them printed in England for you.
Thank you.
That's not all. Wait till I tell you about the theological college you're going to build. Right here on Rarotonga.
But John couldn't stay at Rarotonga either. There were too many islands calling him.
Let's push on, men. Raiatea next. Only 600 miles to Barabora. We'll make it by sundown tomorrow. Hoist the sails, men. We'll head for Manoa. Manoa means Samoa. We're home.
Well, home in the Samoans, for a while at least. John works about 6 months more on Apollo. Then, one day, when he and Mary are walking on the beach about sunset time, he picks up a bright pink shell, turns it over in his hand, and says,
"Well, I haven't seen a shell like this since we lived at Imeo."
"Let me see it. Oh, how pink."
"I didn't know they grew them over here. Let's see. This is the windward side of the island, and..."
"John, why did you mention Imeo?"
"Well, the shell, I guess."
"No, there's something else."
"Well, if you must
come
know,
over I... here. Let's sit down. Right here. Wait, I'll spread out a banana leaf that sticks to your clothes, so...
Peaceful, isn't it?
Why, John?
Well, I've done a lot of thinking lately, Mary.
About Emeo?
No. No, about, well, about everything that's happened to us. Everything we've done, God's done, since 1817.
21 years.
Yeah, it's a long time.
God's been good.
Much better than we deserve, or I deserve. I've been headstrong, Mary. I know it. Too much nerve. I started out that way. Was like it as a kid, I guess.
Suppose you hadn't had nerve. You never would have asked the mission board to send you out here.
I know. 18 I was, Mary. A kid. An untrained kid.
A consecrated young man.
I don't know. I think maybe... Well, suppose I'd had some theological training. I could teach the islanders more. Maybe I'd even see things the way the board wants me to.
But you know Christ. That's all that matters, dear.
I know what the board thinks about me. I want my way, Mary. Always have. Too much.
You wanted your own way. Enough to get your own ship. If you'd given in...
Good old loyal Mary. No, Mary, I've made a lot of mistakes in the last 20 years. They called me restless. Way back. Old man Tonkins called me restless, remember?
Restless enough to keep on finding men who don't know Christ.
Mary, I'll admit it to you. I wouldn't to anybody else. It isn't any sacrifice for me to go sailing off on these evangelizing trips. I love it.
I know, dear.
But it isn't all restlessness. You see, in God's sight it isn't. Mary, I always said I couldn't confine myself to the limits of any one reef. And I've never been sorry.
I don't think God is either.
I guess you can sum it up like this. If there's a single unevangelized island over that horizon, I can't stay reef-bound.
John.
Mary, you know how I spent my time here these last 6 months. Adult school, catechism, teacher training, prayer meeting.
6 months isn't very long.
Too long for a ship to be idle, or a man.
Where now?
New Hebrides.
New Hebrides?
I've made up my mind. Yes, I've started out for them once, you know. Never got there.
And why?
I was a coward. I didn't trust
God. Because those Scotch missionaries told you you wouldn't come back alive.
Frightened old woman. Should have been home on the moors.
No, no, John. Not the New Hebrides.
It's the biggest challenge yet, Mary. Don't you see it? We don't know how many islands there are. None of them have ever heard and...
We know one.
One?
What was it called? The one that woman told you about?
I don't know.
Eremongo. That's it. Oh, John, promise me if you have to go, you won't land at Eremongo.
Mary, Mary, haven't you learned yet to trust God? Don't hedge me in, Mary. I can't promise.
John,
Mary,
please.
Mary, 20 years I've dreamed about this. Mary, this is my great voyage.
You've been listening to Chapter 21 of Reefbound, Story of John Williams, Apostle to Polynesia. This is another in the series Stories of Great Christians, transcribed from the radio studios of the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago.